What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, we've got a special guest on the show, a friend of the show, Coach Teddy Keaton, CAU Panthers, right there from my neck of the woods over on the west side of Atlanta, the AUC. Coach Keaton, man, good to have you in ATL, man. Glad you're right in my backyard, brother. How you doing, my guy?
I'm doing wonderful, man. How about yourself? I'm glad to be back on the show again.
Hey, Coach, I'm doing wonderful, man. The hawk season almost over. Got 2 weeks to go almost, man. I'm going to be on vacation until late September. So I'm looking forward to that, Coach.
Well, I'm glad you get to have a vacation. Us around here, you know, football has became a year-round sport for us with the transfer portal and the impact that it's had on our new collegiate environment and the ecosystem that we operate in. So it's an ongoing job all year round. Not only do you have to recruit the players that you currently have, you got to recruit some players to help you with the current players you have. And, you know, these new young kids, they do things in silence. They do what you call silent quitting and different things of that nature that you might look up at if you're not recruiting or somebody else talking to them.
100%, coaches, man, how is that, man? Like I said, you have a standout player that you know is good, and you might get FCS schools coming after them, FBS schools coming after them. So having to always recruit your guys that you develop and get to a point they show and flashing on film, man, trying to retain those guys. I talk about that challenge as well and trying to make sure that your young men realize that, hey, we poured into you first and really cared about you first. They just want you because of the work we did with you as a young man.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. I mean, I think the college football world has turned into the Wild Wild West, and I think it's almost that the even Division III, NAIA Division II, we almost became a developmental league for the big leagues, including 1AA. A guy can go showcase his talents at one point in time and fine-tune his craft. Maybe he wasn't recruited out of high school. It drives us to have to recruit those guys. So each one of us are plucking from each level. So it makes it a real hard job to be able to sit in front of that kid who's created some value for himself as a player and then knock the opportunity for him to have the chance to go play at the Division I level. You know, that's every kid's dream. So if one of those guys called them it's almost like, well, coach, what are you going to do for me? I get a chance to play Division One football, you know, next man up. That's what you got to do. And I mean, that's what's made it almost a year-round job for us as coaches, to make sure that we can horn in on what we have on campus and then horn in what we're trying to bring to campus.
And Coach Keaton was also, what I look at this, Coach Keaton, if you're doing well at CAU and you try to go to maybe the Mercer down the road, you may be a backup at Mercer. And the Eyes in the Sky don't lie, if you want to play the next level, got to have film on the field. So, yes, I'm at Mercer. I may get a little NIL money, but am I really showcasing my talents to be able to get picked up maybe as an undrafted free agent or seven-round pick, showing what I can do? Because I had the same problem in Tennessee State. You know, so I chose to stay where I stayed at because I feel like I was playing there, right? So when you move up that level, maybe you become a backup, you're not putting out their film for people to scout you off of.
Well, you got to think about it. You ever heard the phrase, it ain't what it is, it's what it looked like?
Yes.
A lot of our kids with social media has made their lives to be about what it's looked like. And sometimes our parents screw us with that too, because it's easier for somebody to tell their kid, oh, he plays at Mercer. It's embarrassing to say he play at CAU or he play at Albany State and those type places of that nature there. So our parents make them. I've always said, sometime in the black family, it's not good to be second. You're not raised to be second. They want you to be first in everything you do. Well, that's unrealistic in life. You know, that's why it's a process. You're going to start at the bottom and you got to work your way up to it. Nowadays, kids want to be at the top. And so if somebody from the top, whether it be an inch higher than where you at, and I could be the garbage truck rider, or I could be the garbage truck driver. And some of them don't get the analogy when I say, why would I go waste my time just to say I went to Mercer? The player that I'm just using Mercer as an example, no disrespect to Mercer or no other program. I'm just saying, why would I want to go be a backup? Because I'm a fill-in in case somebody get hurt, and no disrespect to them. They got to find players that's got to be backups just as well as we got to find players that's going to be backups, because you won't play from playing with the guy that's a backup. But what they go find is the guy that's been on your field and made dominance and created value for himself, and they take him, and he may not be, in their eyes, ready to be a starter or where he came from, saying that he needs to be developed or whatever more in order for him to play. But the kid buys into that, and then he goes sits on the bench for two more years, and then initially has to transfer back to wherever he was from to try to get that last year playing, you know, on the field. I think it's actually dumb. If I'm going to play and I'm playing and I'm starting somewhere and I've created value for myself at that place, I'm going to continue to try to create value for myself.
That's a decision I made, Coach. And, you know, my father talked about it to me. He said, son, you got the right film with Tennessee State, son. You ain't got to go nowhere else. They'll find you. You're talented. Right. You put up numbers there, do your job, run the right routes, catch the ball, do the fundamentals I taught you as a young man in the park. You'll be okay. So yes, I had my dad push, give me all that wisdom knowledge before it became popular. But he gave me a knowledge about moving up to the FBS level when I was at 1AA.
No doubt, brother. And I'm glad you, and I guarantee you happy with the choice that you made. But unfortunately, we don't live with kids that operate that way now. There's no loyalty amongst nothing anymore, meaning that it's about money. It's about clout chasing. It's about, you know, trying to be at the next best thing or whatever is going to make my social media make me go viral. It's not really about the game anymore. And I think, you know, that's why certain coaches stepped away from the game, because, you know, when the integrity of game in the game becomes in question, it makes you really realize what you're doing. And then when you get a certain age and you get at a certain time, the principles and values that you stood on for years, that's worked for you, no longer works for those kids. You can't do. And I know there's people out there that disagree, that they say when coaches get ready to leave, they can leave. I like that opportunity for everybody to have an opportunity to be able to do something different if they have the choice to do it. But at the same time, it's the part where people now are taking advantage of you. They'll stay there, get work, do everything you got to do. You build them up and get them to that position where they can play, and they're making, you know, they've created value for themselves. And then all of a sudden, they don't even have the audacity to come in and say, hey, coach, I'm thinking about looking at, you know, other options. I want to do something differently. They just leave, and now you're stuck. And if you're not paying attention, you'll look up and half of your good team will be gone somewhere else.
And now that they're this portal thing, we got kids calling coaches themselves now. To try to gauge the market. I'm like, wow, I could never imagine calling another coach to gauge the market in my same conference.
That's right. And this is the real sad part about it. As a recruiter, and that's where I've cut my teeth at. A lot of people don't get it, you know. Yes, I'm a decent ball coach, but I'm an even better recruiter. And that's what you have to be. You win ball games with Jimmies and Joes, not X's and O's, because I don't care who you got out there. If they can't execute it, then it really don't matter. But I think that the kids nowadays, we don't even get to talk to a high school coach anymore, because most of the time the kids, they got handlers that's handling those kids. And now they you know, striving them in other places, getting them to do. And if they fall out with you about something that you may have disciplined them about or corrected them about. And I think that's another part of the game that people don't want to be coached anymore. They just want to play. Yes. And that really bothers me, that you don't want to develop or hone your talent to be who you want to be. Everybody want to be right. And you know, they say you know, this new generation say, well, coach, you're not coaching with positivity. Well, anything that you do, from my perspective, the only way you're going to coach is going to be some degree of negativity that go along with that. But it's really not about you personally. It's about you correcting the behavior that you're doing. And I think that when kids and parents understand that discipline is a part of the process, I think that we'll understand it. I think they've taken that out of the house. I think they're taking it out of the school systems and everything else. And kids pretty much have way too many choices and challenges and disrespectful to, you know, they don't even have respect for the guys who've made it, who've proven, the OGs, the players that played in the NFL. And one of them will say something to them, they so caught up in what they think they're doing, that it's embarrassing. The thing that happened to Cam Newton is probably, I don't know all the details about it, but that's so disrespectful for a guy who is, he's played at the highest level, won a national championship, played the position at the highest level. What make you not trust him and believe in what he's trying to do and create an opportunity for you to be in a space and you jump on him?
Exactly. It's just so embarrassing. And coach, like loyalty, LC Cole, Johnny Cole, I met them when I was a kid. And I still respect those men, and I'm almost 40 now. So loyalty and respect. I respect anything LC Cole put in me, Johnny Cole put in me, James Reese put in me, all them guys who got Ron Reed put in me. I still respect all them brothers to this day, because they helped make me the man I am today.
That's no doubt about it. They don't believe that no more, boss man. They don't believe that. They don't believe that you make it. And most of them haven't seen a man in their lives. So that's another thing that hurts that situation, that they've been raised by a woman, and you see that. So, and that's no, and I have to be careful sometimes when I say that, but you see them having those women tendencies. They will argue back with you. They will not respect you. They will degrade you just because you made a choice that was best for the organization and not necessarily what was best for them. And that happens every day in life. When you go get a job, you go argue back because those people decided that they wanted to go in a different direction with another person. Are we going to sit up here and argue with them because you feel you better? Well, the way you do it is you got to produce the results to get what you want to get out of it. And a lot of them don't want that. They just want to play.
Correct. And we have to develop and process. It's all about the process. We got to be process driven, because I know for me, getting better was something I did every day, coach. My father had me in the park every day catching passes, running routes. He worked on my footwork, my hand placement, judge machine. My father invested in me doing things the right way. Well, and I don't think too many parents that they just let the kids do whatever. These coaches who are coaching in youth football, Pop Warner, they have egos too. And it's about them looking good as well. So it's like, it's all these different egos involved, and it's taken away from the game. So it's a great game to learn from and grow from. It's become more of an ego trip than it is about the game of football that we all love.
That's right. And it's getting to be embarrassing. It's a side, and it's a pony show sometimes. And no matter what you do for the kid, no matter how much you give to him, they still don't guarantee that he's going to respect you, and it doesn't guarantee that he's going to stay with you. So it became a game of right now, and I want to be clear on what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm opposing the kid having the opportunity to be able to sell himself to another level. But once you've made that decision, you got to rock with that decision to do what it is to do and be able to create the value you need to create wherever space that you choose to do that in. That's your choice. But don't try to play three or four sides of the fence with different coaches and different players and just be disrespectful about the whole situation. And you have greedy parents and different things. Now, the conversation ain't about, can I play? It's more of a conversation, even at this level, about How can I create an NIL for myself? What kind of money can I make? You know, how much refund check? And you went to school just like I did. We had to wait on that refund check. It hit the
100%.
game. You know, I mean, it's just what it is. And then you downgrade black college football like it's or this. But we was the first people to give you an opportunity. But now you come and create value for yourself. You want to go and take a dump on us.
Exactly. And you know, a lot of times you find out the hard way when you go up that level. Do you have to transfer it back down to where you came from? Like I said earlier, Coach Keaton, is like, it's amazing. Like, for me, I feel so much more comfortable at Tennessee State than I would have at a Georgia State, but they didn't have football then, or a Kennesaw State, they didn't have, really have football then. I was happy to be up there around people I was comfortable with and used to, because going to camp up there from a child on, I was comfortable at Tennessee State. And away from Atlanta, I could focus on my studies and football and not worry about BS in Atlanta. So I was happy there. And I'm better for it today for all those people who poured into me. And they see me now, they're proud of me. They know where I started, where I came from, and where I went to. And that's the reason we're rewarding Coach Keaton. I stay too much. It's too much of what I call transactional stuff going on.
That's right.
What can you do for me and not what we do for each other? And it's like, that's why I said, I'm still cool with Coach Reed, both Coach Coles, James Reese, all them guys are still in my life because it wasn't transactional. It was about, they really cared about me as a person.
That's what I think being lost, the fact that people caring about people as a person. Now it's almost making you reprogram yourself to think about, instead of building a program, you're trying to build a team for one season. Like the NFL, you're trying to get a 50-some, 60-man roster and trying to put the best team you can put together. And the next year, that team will not look the same as it looked the very next year. And then everybody wants to be with a winner. So when you start a program like Clark Atlanta, who has a history of losing, it becomes very difficult for you to become a winner, because so many of the kids nowadays only want to go to a program where they believe that it's a winner. So it's a job for me as a coach to have to really, really work hard to try to take something that's historically been a loser and get the best quality players to be able to become a winner, because now I got to work through that process of getting a convincing a person why, out of 15, 20 coaches that's been here that have notoriously lost, why would I come play for a program that's going to lose? Now, that's been an over-challenging situation here. Well, I know how to overcome that. You got to sell yourself. So now it's about the coaches I got around me, about the people I got around me, and about what we going to give to you that's going to be different than any other coaching staff that's been here. So you got to find tricks of the trades to be able to sell them on. It ain't about the institution no more. And I think that some presidents, I think some people, that these kids nowadays ain't really caring about just because it say Clark Atlanta and it's been the prestige of this. They trying to figure out what the transaction, what are you going to be able to do to help me? Not necessarily what you going to do for what they going to do for me. It's more about what are you going to do for me.
Exactly. And we let loose, like I said, CAU is a very historic place, man. And I've spent many days over on campus and over on Brawley there in Heritage. I've spent many days over there in my life. So I know all about CAU history, man. And you are a winner, coach. Like I said, I'm a person that can vouch for you because I know somebody on your staff very, very well. So it's like, I can say this is a school of a program about winning, because you all are winners. You teach winning. You teach you how to be a man. If you can't handle that, this ain't the program for you, because this is about helping you for 40 years down the road as well. Football and field in the interim, but being a man 40 years later, being a husband, being a father, all of these, you all are still a young man. It's more valuable sometimes than on the football field. I know we want to win games, but how do you handle life after football?
That's right. And I tell you, just like Coach Cole has impacted Joe Life, Johnny, and those guys, I got Coach Cole and Steve Cole here. That's the other brother that you may not know. He's the basketball coach at one of the local high schools, and won a lot of state championships, a lot of productive football. It's just innate. When you talk about cold-blooded football, you're talking about a brand there as a people. And you're talking about, you know, I got EJ Jr. These guys, they old enough to be my father, but I respect them. They poured things into my life to help me be better. And we all collaborating on this project here, because we all have one thing that we want to do in mind, and that's to win. I don't care if EJ was the head coach, Coach Cole was the head coach, Coach Cunningham was the head coach. We all, they don't work for me. They work with me. And we're going to create something special here. If given the time and the space to be able to do it, we're going to create something special here because all of us have one objective, and that's to win.
What's good about it at D2 level, you all have a lot of funding for D2 level to be able to bring in guys who can really help and who are going to be there, man, and get this thing going in the right direction. And talk about how you have an administration who's used to winning. That's something that's very important. Talk about having some guys around you in the administration who used to win, who want to win, who want to build championships, who want to bring CAU sports up to where it needs to be like Alfred's done with the basketball side. Talk about that, man, what you all doing, bringing up the CAU Panther Athletics over there, man. I see something building over there, and I'm loving it.
I always think it was a silent beast. But when you have the proper administration that supports athletics to the extent that I know that Dr. George French care about athletics, I'm sure there's some board members that bought into his vision of what he wanted to do. And I really feel they seeked out the best person for this opportunity because, I mean, this is in its own way, it's a high profile job. I mean, there's some people that would have wanted to have their hands on there, you know, that would have been a part of this. But hiring a high profile coach, maybe, you know, a celebrity coach, that wouldn't have changed the culture. You got to find somebody that's willing to get their hands dirty, somebody that's going to build it from the ground, who understand how to build people into champions. That part right there is what I think Dr. French, Dr. Drew, and the committee that selected me understood that when you take a look and a peek into what Coach Keaton has been able to do with less, imagine if we provided the resources for him and the people that he's going to surround himself with to help establish a program that's going to be respected. I think they my hat goes off to those people because that means it took some real thought process and some real like, man, okay, I don't know if I really want to deal with Coach Keaton, but you know, we can get Ed Reed to come over here. We can get Michael Vick. I mean, because it's Atlanta. I mean, these people got some bloodline to Atlanta. But would they really? And that's no knock to Ed Reed. There's no knock to Michael Vick. There's no knock to none of those people. But have they ever really had to do stuff at the level that Coach Keaton had to do it at? Where you got to wash the clothes, or the locker room may have to be vacuumed, or things got to be picked up. The trash around the stadium got to be picked up. You got to do things that other coaches wouldn't do. Some of these guys have played at programs where when they drop their towel, the towel was going to be there. Or the locker room may not get clean for 2 days and you may have to go in there and clean it. See, Coach Cole will go in there and check that locker room. You played for him. You know he's going to walk through it. You know that when he go to practice, he demands a certain type of respect of what's going to happen on the field. And you got people that ain't going to keep people just because other people want them. They're going to be able to have to add value to what we're doing. And we're going to command that standard all the way through. And that's how you change a program.
100%, Coach, like you said, all about how you carry yourself. And I remember hearing Coach Cole say one time, every motion counts. That's true. Mm-hmm. Everything you do counts. From going to class, going to the cafeteria, from going to practice, how you play, how you look on the bus, everything you do matters.
That's right.
And that's what I've always kept with me. And I do that now. Everything I do matters. It has to represent me the right way, what I do in the right way.
But we have to stop doing things for likes and for momentary, you know, people just having that moment. You know, this world is made of so much of moments. And then you got to have the degree of emotional intelligence to be able to understand and define those moments and make those moments that they're not always going to be positive and they're not always going to be pretty. But being able to build and strive yourself through those moments, that's going to help you become a well-rounded person. Because I think we try to hide and neglect the fact that, you know, you hear them talking about negativity. You ain't this and you always being negative. Well, at some point in time, the world is not going to issue you all great things. I mean, you've grown enough now to know that you want to be somewhere else in your mind, but the boss man show going to be the boss man show because you understand that it's going to have some good days, it's going to have some bad days, it's going to be some days you lay on the pillow and be like, man, I don't even know why I keep doing this show. But at the end of the day, you keep going, you keep grinding, you put your face on because you got a vision and that you understand that at the end of the day, I'm trying to achieve a certain result. I wish all the kids were taught that because now we just want it right now or we don't want it at all.
And Coach Keaton, people ask me all the time, you could be making so much more money if you would branch out. I said, well, guess what? I couldn't be myself if I branched out.
That's right.
Because I own this. I don't want to have to be controlled to get a tap on my shoulder. Why are you discussing that today? or why you had this guest on your show. I don't want them problems. I'm content making what I make on my own because I make it on my own. I don't want the money where I become a puppet. And I hate puppets. So I want to be able to have you on my show today by having to ask somebody. I talked to Coach Keaton today. He's a CAU and have to get it approved. I asked myself and it's approved. You know?
I love it. I love it because I posted something on my page the other day that I heard from the comedian Country Wayne. He said, a man that don't have a plate when he go to the table will do anything for food. Oh, it's powerful what he just said there. Now, people don't realize, don't go to nobody table without a plate. So you need to be able to bring something to the table. What you're doing now is creating value for yourself, to creating a plate that when you go to the table, somebody going to bite what you're selling. But when you ain't got a plate and you go to that table, you got to be controlled about what you're going to do and what you can't do. And that's the way people don't want to do no more. They want to just come to the table with no plate, none, no value, no nothing. And I like that you unapologetically you. We talk about Deion. Deion ain't changed. Deion is the same person Deion was when we watched him at the draft, when we watched him play baseball, when we watched him play this. Because if you grew up in that era and you watched Deion, you saw that's unapologetically Deion. So why can't he be who he be? Or do you want him to transfer and be a replica of somebody else or the person you created him to be? I respect the man. I respect what he's doing. I like that he not like your traditional coach. Like, you know, they get on to answer coach talk. He talked that talk. He talking and he put it on there and he believe in who he is. And he gives young coaches like myself be like, well, I've been Deion for a long time in my own way, but I've been a little afraid to be able to open my mouth and say some things because you're afraid of the backlash that may come with it.
100%, Coach Keaton. That's why I do what I do. People ask me all the time, why do you interview people at D2 or NAIA? Because I can. And because I can talk to you different than I can talk to somebody else. And you understand what I'm saying, whether it be nonverbal or verbal, but you get it. I don't have to explain myself or talk in code. I can just talk to you all as who we are to each other.
That's right.
Why I do. And to help you give you a platform because they don't cover you unless something bad happens or you win a lot.
That's right.
It's not just because I want to talk to you because you got a new job. It's because either you went in too much or something bad happens. And that always irked me about the media. I said, I'm going to cover Black College basketball, football. When something good ain't or bad ain't happened, I don't care what your record is. I'm going to talk to you. I hit up every coach.
Well, I'm appreciative of the opportunity. That's why when you call, I'm always going to make myself available for you because I feel like it's authentic. It's a bunch of people in the podcast world that I really enjoy listening to. I listen to all y'all podcasts. I accept the feedback because, you know, my mom always told me you don't always want positivity. When somebody says something negative, there may be something in that thread that you may need to listen to that they see it from a different perspective than you see it at. And you don't have to address everything. I love everything about what we're doing at CAU. I love the administration at CAU. I think everybody's striving for one goal. What Alfred did is almost like, you know, great. We talk about Alfred, but we can also talk about Jolene Moffo, that the volleyball coach and the turnaround that she did. She didn't win a championship, but she turned the volleyball program around in 1 year. And then you could talk about the tennis coach, the new Coach Daniels that's came here. She's got them in position to be able to win a SIAC championship and be good in the tournament. I mean, we got a couple other sports like football, softball, and baseball who definitely need some work to be able to turn that page. But those guys put the pressure on us to make us understand that this is the standard that we're going to set at CAU, that all sports are going to be very competitive. And we can be an academic school, but we also can be competitive in our sports world too.
No doubt, Coach Keaton. I'm going to do everything I can on my end to help you, man, with you, right? So you're over there in my old hood, so I got to make sure I spotlight CAU. That's the school I was off on that campus a lot. I'll put it like that.
I know why you was here.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Coach, I was Coach Copart. I don't remember my girlfriend was the CAU. So when we wasn't playing spring semester, I was at CAU's campus.
That's right.
my college girlfriend at the time. So
let me tell you something, man. Clark Atlanta is a vibe. It's a whole vibe, and it's got its own lane. And I think that the more we continue to try to build a culture of being one exceptional university, it can run along with the Gremlins and everybody else of the world, because they got motion around here now. I tell people, I don't know how they haven't won in all these years, because there's a lot of motion that come through it. All the superstars, all the celebrities, everybody gonna pull up at CAU. So I feel I didn't took on the conviction in my own mind that if you're gonna get this type of motion, we need to have something for the motion of kids. You imagine if your program start winning, how much more motion you could possibly get? Because I think they're just looking for a winner. They're looking for people that want to win here, and I think they hungry for a winner. And I think they got the right person at the right time in the right mindset with the right people that was put around me to do that. And I think we have the right leader at the AD spot and at the presidential spot.
100%, Coach Keith. Like you said, man, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna pull up on you guys myself. Cause when y'all start playing, I'm gonna be free. So I'm definitely pull up before season starts. We gonna start the season to like October. So I got time to come pull up on you and wear some Panther gear. And I must say, basketball game to CAU, get people. I'm gonna be real with you. It was more live when y'all played Albany State than it was ever Tennessee State sports basketball. In my when I was there. I'm dead since about that, Coach. It was like more live.
Hear me now, Boss Ben. I'm with you. I feel it. I'm talking about the vibe, and I go to the game just because you need that energy. The energy that I'm trying to translate some of that energy to the football field. I need y'all with that same energy that y'all go in that gym with. They come with that energy. Them two twins, they play with that energy. Man, it's just a lot that's been around here that's been like, man. How can we just get a tenth of that energy that they bring? They ready to play basketball when they come in the gym. I went all the way to the championship game with them. Like, I'm a new fan, and I'm like, I'm there as the I'm a coach. I'm one of the I'm supporting Jordan, but you fall in love with the kid, the cheerleaders, everybody doing what they do. I told somebody the other day that the band is the hardest working group on this campus. They always somewhere. They a small band, but they sound mighty, mighty good. And my hat goes off to the people that work with them. I think everybody's trying to change the view of CAU.
I agree with you on that, brother Keaton. I'm telling you, man. Like I said, I feel it because I came to the game. I didn't see you that day, but when Sean and them played and Allen played Clark that night, I didn't see that. But I was there to see Sean. I was
I
like,
was there. I was there.
man, it was so loud. It was
I have to always admit now, I have a love for Allen University that probably nobody else could have. Because it's the first time you go in and you have the baby, you raise the baby, you built the baby, and you made it a winner. So that place will always have a special, unique spot in my heart. So anytime I see them somewhere, I'm gonna go see them. Now, if we gotta play each other on the field, it's business now. It ain't personal. It's still gonna have the same love. It's like playing against your brother. Y'all might be against each other for that one day, but as soon as the day over with, you still got love for that place. And I want to see it succeed. I wanted to do the things. I think I had, when people ask me why did I leave Allen, I said I think I had done all I could do for Allen. I had done what I signed up to do, and I thought it was time for me to move on, because I think sometimes people stay at a place a little too long that the success that they had, once conquered, now they try to do a little bit more and it kind of wears off, and now you become like stinking fish.
100%. Yeah, man. So, yeah, Coach Keith, anything you need me to do for you, brother? You right here in my backyard. I got you, man. For me to come over and do a live remote or something or do whatever. I'm in it with you, Coach, man. And you my guy, man. You got somebody love on your staff, man. So, extension of what I'm used to. I know what you're all about. So, I definitely help you play and say, I know about what this is about, young man. I feel
Let
me.
me tell you, let me say it like this. I'm gonna say it like the folks in the ATL say, put up, Shawty. Just
Yeah.
put up.
I sure will, Coach. I sure will, folks. That's Coach. Get the key on the Boss Man Show. See you, Panthers. Get with them and get left, folks. See you in the house, baby.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate y'all having me.
Anytime, brother.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.